This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How's everybody doing? I want to share with you a story that gave me goosebumps. And I took permission, first of all, from the couple before I share it with you. SubhanAllah. So anyway, having so much more time now at home, alhamdulillah, I'm actually trying to go through the messages that you guys send me, and may Allah bless you, Ya Rab, for your amazing kindness. I'm doing my very best, so please be patient with me. It's a lot of messages, so I'm really trying my best. But anyway, so some of you might have seen the Ajwa Date video that I posted maybe over a year ago or so. So I received this message from the sister. I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. I can't even, I've lost count of the days. We've been home for so long. But anyway, she had watched, you know, or my video had popped up on her newsfeed. She's not even following me or anything, and she watched the video about the Ajwa dates, and she said, well, I never ever tasted Ajwa dates, so I kind of put my hands up and I said, Ya Rab, is there someone out there who would be my messenger and who would bring me Ajwa dates? I would love to taste them, right? And then time passed by, you know, she wasn't following me or anything, and then all of a sudden, you know, or not all of a sudden, you know, her parents kind of like bought her a potential spouse, and I believe this happened in Canada. And so they met, spoke, you know, a couple of times or whatnot, and then he went to perform Hajj last year with his mother, and they prayed istikhara. When he came back, he decided to come and propose to her. And lo and behold, he had bought her a box of Ajwa dates as her gift. And subhanAllah, she's telling me, I could not control my tears. I remembered that I had made dua and I told him the story, and he said, subhanAllah, then I am your messenger, right? SubhanAllah, that bought you these dates, your rizq until, you know, to your home. And subhanAllah, she said she tried finding me, but she, you know, with no avail. She didn't know where I was, what my name was, until, you know, alhamdulillah, well, they got married actually March 8th of 2020 here in Canada, in Masjid Abu Bakr Siddiq. And I popped up again on her newsfeed, subhanAllah, and she was able to reach out to me and tell me her story. And subhanAllah, she told her husband, and alhamdulillah, they're very, you know, they're newlyweds. May Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, you know, protect them and grant them utter happiness. So, couple of things here. First of all, when we make dua, sometimes we kind of just make it and we don't really think about it. And the minute that, you know, so many times, wallahi, we make dua and we forget, and things actually happen. The things that we made dua for happen. But shaitan is so smart about making us forget. Because why? The minute that you realize that you make dua and Allah actually accepts it, what's going to happen to your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's going to be so strong, right? Shaitan doesn't want that. So always make dua and rest assured that, first of all, dua changes qadr, number one. Second of all, dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's given to you in this dunya or it lifts something bad that was going to come down, or it's safe for you for something better on the day of judgment. But dua is always accepted in one form or the other. Don't ever, ever, ever give up on making dua, especially in the days that we're in right now. And I know a lot of people, subhanAllah, have been afflicted with the economy, and it's only, you know, it might get worse before it gets better. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of changing everything in a split of a second, but we have to rest assured that our rizq, our sustenance will come to us. We exert our effort to the best of our ability, and then we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, make this an easy test on us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of those who are out there, our doctors, our nurses, our families and friends, anybody who's out there, the you know, the people who are delivering things to our homes, the people who are taking our, you know, our waste and garbage, all these people who are out there to, you know, provide us with our comfort in our homes. May Allah protect them, and by what they're doing, make it a means of protection for their homes and their families as well, Ya Rab. Make dua and rest assured that Ar-Razzaq will not leave you. We are worshiping a Rabb that is so merciful and so kind and so generous. Make dua, and be, you know, sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will see us through this, inshallah, with dua and with, you know, just having sabr and patience, inshallah, everything's going to be fine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.